All right. Do we have her? Awesome. Awesome. Ayo. Fantastic. Been looking forward to this all morning. All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Evan Giddings, Daryl the Guru Johnson. We are pleased to be joined now by none other than Elle Duncan. You see her all over ESPN, but you're going to see her next Wednesday, March 25th on Netflix. Host of Major League Baseball's 2026 opening night between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Yankees. Elle, thank you so much for joining us. What's going on?
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm pumped. We are, we're about 8 days out from opening day. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'll be in your neck of the woods. Is it cold?
Actually, it's 85 and sunny right now, Elle.
My man has shorts and a top that you would think he was going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is hot.
Thank the Lord.
So seriously, tell us about it. This is a huge thing for Netflix. You know, tell us about, we've seen the crew, CeCe Sabathia, Anthony Rizzo, our own Hunter Pence. You know, how did you get involved in this project? And just tell us about the importance of having all eyes on one game. We've seen it, you know, with the NFL, the NBA. It feels like this is the first chance for baseball to really grab the national audience in that manner.
Exactly. There is literally, like, it's the only show in town. And I love that they get their moment. I'm excited. I mean, for me, the project came together when I decided to leave ESPN and go to Netflix. I knew that we would have opening day home run derby in the Field of Dream games. I got to be honest, I'm a baseball girly. I grew up playing softball my entire life. I grew up on a ballpark. I grew up going to Fulton County Stadium. I'm aging myself, watching the Braves. They were my first team that I loved. They helped with this horrible, superstitious tradition that I still carry to this day. So it's just really exciting to be a part of opening day, which always meant so much to me growing up. And in particular, in this sort of historic move for the first time being on Netflix. And I can tell you, I'm not going to reveal too much, fellas, but I've sort of seen, you know, the ambition that we have in this pregame show. And apart from all the names that you just named, Albert Pujols as well, we've got some real heavy hitters that are going to help us usher in the new season in a very Netflix way.
Wow, we're all excited. We can't wait. Elle, and I've watched your career, and I'm a giver. And I told my partner, I'm giving Elle her flowers. You're smooth. You have something to say. You're professional. So when I found out we're having you, I said, you know what? I'm going to give my girl her flowers. You do a great job, and I'm excited
Thank
for
you.
Let me ask you
Thank
this.
Thank you.
I'm like you. I grew up baseball. I got a lot of friends that are turned off on it. You know, oh, baseball's boring. It's too slow. But I'm watching the World Baseball Classic, Elle. It's incredible. What can Major League Baseball do to maybe take some of the energy from the WBC and apply it to the major leagues, or is that not feasible?
I think that, like, listen, these are these existential things that we talk about with a lot of different sports. But if you notice across the board in any sport where you pit countries against each other, where people get to sort of rally behind a common cause, which is like love of country, then the numbers are going to be ridiculous, right? Like, I bet you that hockey is asking the same thing. Like, how do we duplicate in the regular season what we were able to accomplish in four nations, right? Like, that's just kind of how it works. And I do think, like, I always take issue when people say things like, oh, well, baseball's so slow and it's so boring. And I get this. I get that we live in a culture where highlights and all these things are coming at us fast and furiously. We have, I think, as a culture, broad ADD. But the thing that baseball's always tried to do, and the thing that I always try to belabor to people, is that if you have played it, if you've played the game, then you understand that it's not boring. It's strategic. And yes, if you've got an ace on the mound, and you guys certainly know that, right? You're the hometown of Logan Webb. Like, if you have an ace on the mound, it can be boring because you're not getting, you know, tons of highlights and big hits and home runs and all of those things. But ultimately, it's a team sport that's all about strategy. I love that, like, sort of the old guard of, you know, we don't appreciate celebration from our Latinx brothers is gone. It's just super exciting. But I do think that, like, you can beat your head against the wall as much as you want. Anytime people get to put love of country over love of sport, like, they're going to support that. So we're seeing that with the WBC. And I'm hoping that the momentum from the results tonight will carry over into next week, and that there will just be, you know, this excitement to watch these guys who competed against each other play on the same team.
Elle Duncan joining us here on 95.7 The Game, host of Major League Baseball's 2026 opening night, San Francisco Giants, New York Yankees. It's on Netflix. And Elle, I think you're absolutely right. You know, to kind of grab the baton of what's going on right now and carry it into next week is going to be fascinating, because also I think one thing that I think a lot of fans struggle with baseball in comparison to the NFL, the NBA, is the focus on stars. And there are going to be a lot of stars on Wednesday night at Oracle Park, with the Yankees obviously bringing in Aaron Judge and that powerful pitching staff. San Francisco, you mentioned Logan Webb, but it feels like for the first time in a long time, they have a couple of boppers themselves. Rafael Devers, the upcoming Bryce Eldridge. You know, how are you, along with Netflix, trying to highlight these individual stars in addition to bringing attention back to the sport itself?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always like sort of the question, right? Whenever you're putting a show together, we certainly talked about this a lot at ESPN, like, how do you try to satisfy the inside baseball guys who want to know about pitch velo on like the fifth guy in the rotation? And the people who are, you know, the Netflix audience, which is, yes, like the inside baseball people are going to watch because they're going to watch opening day no matter where it is. But we're also trying to cast a really wide net and table set an entire season. So like, yes, like you're probably going to get some Aaron Judge talk, and you're for sure going to get some Shohei Ohtani talk because he's the face of baseball. But I think this is not one of those like matchups that we're just like limping into the season with, like it's the Yankees versus that other team. Baseball is seeped in nostalgia. It does not get more nostalgic than this matchup, right? Like to start the 20th century, like these were the teams. It's the original Subway Series. And I think that when it comes to the Giants, there's a ton of intrigue there. We're absolutely going to talk about Tony Vitello and this idea that you're going to do something that's never been done before and take a guy with no major league experience playing or coaching, pluck him from Tennessee and plop him into a major league dugout. You guys have hitting. You just mentioned it. Now it's a matter of can it hold up when it comes to the pitching. And I also think that, you know, this is a Giants team, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe this is the number. I'll have research check it before the broadcast. They lost 58 games last year by one run. Like, they're right there.
No, this is not, it.
You know, right? Like, it's not exactly like they're going to be facing the Rockies. Like, no offense, my family's from Colorado. But so, like, I think this is a huge statement opportunity for San Francisco. And certainly we're going to spend time talking about the Giants. But ultimately, we have an hour and we are Netflix. And so we are going to try to play up the entertainment factor. We're going to try to be the people that get you excited about opening day and all of the things that are going to come the following day. And I've got to tell you, like I said, I feel like such a tease, but like there is some really cool, awesome things that are going to absolutely satisfy true, tried and true baseball fans, but also the people who are just baseball curious.
Yeah, and we are, and we can't wait. Now, the guys, my coworkers are making fun of me. Because unlike the Giant of the Yankees, they've had success, and the Giants not so much, but I love Devers, Adamas, Chapman, and yes, Webb. So I picked them to win 90. Like, when you hear that number, do you fall out your seat, or just hearing you talk, are you like, you know what? That could happen.
I mean, that could absolutely happen. This was a team that was, what, 12, 13 games over 500 and then sort of saw the wheels fall off a little bit. But like I said, they were in all of these games and they needed more consistency. You know, Rafael Devers now has a full season with the team. Like, they needed some more consistency. Ultimately, you need great pitching in baseball, and you do have that. You know, like, obviously you start to have a few more questions once you get past Logan Webb and Robbie Ray. But I think, like, this is absolutely an opportunity for them to make a bit of a statement. It's tough. Like, they're playing in the same division with the Dodgers and the Padres, right? And so, like, I do think that the bar is somewhat low, and the culture is going to be a really big part. And I know Vitello is supposedly a guy that sets a great culture. You know, what he's able to do, how he's able to galvanize the guys. You do have a young farm system that's hopefully ready to sort of show who they are. Had a great mix who I think are going to steady the ship. So it's not – now, if you would have gone over 100, I would have said, I think you're insane.
Yeah, but, like, 90 –
you wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
But I think 90 is completely doable. Absolutely.
Yeah, Netflix's L. Duncan joining us here on 95.7 The Game, setting the stage for, again, in 8 days, opening night on Netflix between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Yankees. Hour-long pregame show before. Looking forward to seeing L there, and she's talking to us now on the River Islands guest line. I do want to focus in on Tony Vitello, because I don't know what your first reaction was when you heard of kind of this unprecedented move that the Giants were trying to make. And we've seen college coaches come and go, and some of them have really struggled. I mean, do you feel like there is a risk in what Tony Vitello and the San Francisco Giants are trying to prove here, especially when, like you mentioned, they're in arguably the best division in baseball?
Listen, I think it's high risk, high reward. Like, I feel like the Giants, with the outlier of the 2021 season, have really had no identity. And they've been a team that I think, for the most part, the fan base and the organization themselves has felt like they've underperformed, and they are trying to mix it up, switch it up, and do something different. They're going to be the test case for whether someone can literally come in with absolutely no MLB experience, because no one's ever done it before. But I do think that, like, it's a high risk, high reward type of situation. If you want to change the culture, if you want to try to usher yourselves into this new era of baseball and compete in the toughest division, although as a Braves fan, I would say it's probably our division. I'm just saying the NL East is pretty tough. I'm just saying, like, I know the Mets spit the bit in the end, but the Phillies and Mets are both formidable, and one of our star players can't seem to stay off the PED. So I do think, I'm just saying, Yerkson, like, oh my God, find somebody else to give you your vitamins. It's not like they're the Dodgers that are choosing to do this, that already have a really, you know, high standard and bar and a lot of expectation. There's not a ton of expectation. So I don't mind the proverbial big swing, pun, and, you know, sorry for the pun, that they're trying to make. We'll see if it works out. If it doesn't, then everyone will go, I told you so, and they'll move on. But ultimately, like, do I think the leash is really, really long? Probably not. But I also think they're trying to not do the same thing over and over and over and over and expect a different result.
Let me ask you this, Elle, because you were asking, you know, my partner and I, what the weather's like. I'm like, she's going to be in town, and I'm not being a homer with this take. I think this is the most beautiful ballpark in baseball. Will this be your first time at the Cathedral?
Oh my God. Was just in San Francisco for the Super Bowl, and I've been to San Francisco a lot, and I drive by Oracle Park, or I walked by it when I was at San Francisco, and I was like at the gates, like looking in. McCovey Cove is iconic, and I don't think just in baseball, like I just think in general, it's one of the most picturesque, beautiful, incredible. Yes. I've never been there before, and I cannot wait to just be in the stadium. I was lucky enough to cover the Red Sox. I've been to Fenway and Wrigley and sort of all of these, like, obviously Yankee Stadium. And I've been to all of these, like, sort of big stadiums. Oracle was the last one that I'd never been to. And I can't wait to not only be there, but also be there covering it for opening day. It's just going to be so sick. Do you have, like, a concession recommendation? Or do you have, like, a thing that you guys are known for? Like a chili dog out of a hat that explodes popcorn or something, because things are getting weird and basic? Baseball? Yeah,
I don't know if you have any dietary restrictions, but the crab sandwich in center field is
garlic
absolutely
fries.
Fantastic, and garlic fries are the typical go-tos here in the Bay.
Say less. You had me at crab sandwich.
There
I'm in,
you go.
And actually, I think our desk is in center field, so it makes it very easy for me to suck a crab sandwich down.
Yeah, there
awesome.
You go.
Well, we'll have to come check you out. Seriously, we really appreciate your role in this, and we can't wait until. Next Wednesday. Gosh, it's right around the corner.
Yes.
Right around the corner. So, Elle, thank you so much for joining us and helping to preview this. And thank you for doing your part in bringing baseball into the national spotlight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And please come say hi and bring garlic fries, okay?
Oh, I will. We will.
Will do. Again, on Netflix, March 26th, Elle Duncan. Again, thank you for your time.